You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Father's Quilt. I'm your host, Christina Doyle. Thanks again, as always. I always thank you every broadcast, don't I? Yes, it's a gift, in other words, for me to be here with you every Tuesday and Friday afternoon, and I don't take the opportunity lightly, and I'm truly blessed by having you with me. So thank you. Let's begin with a Hail Mary, shall we? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia. There is something so beautiful about the Easter liturgies, right, brothers and sisters? And that is the reality of movement, not just activity, but a joyful movement of going forth. The church goes forth. We see this in each gospel throughout the Sundays of Easter. Peter and John running towards the empty tomb after Mary Magdalene had run to them with the news that the Lord was no longer in the tomb. And then we read again in the same gospel that Mary encounters Jesus outside the tomb after Peter and John had hurried off, and she in turn runs to tell the disciples. I have seen the Lord, she says. Mary was not the only first disciple to see the risen Lord, but she was a missionary disciple, a running disciple. She is the church that goes forth with a message of hope and joy. So it has been at least a couple of years now, more than that, since the pandemic started. And it is a time of going forth. Instead of a time of lockdowns and restrictions and uncertainty and cancellations and disappointments, sickness and even death, we have watched our church community suffer in silence, not knowing whether our churches were going to be open and how long it would take for people to reconnect with their parishes. It has been a difficult time, not only for people of faith, but for the whole country, in fact, the whole planet as well. And in spite of this, our Christian families continue to be places where faith lives and even flourishes. Today, while this Easter season is upon us, we continue to struggle, but there is a new sense of hope with the vaccines that have been distributed, an opening up of the churches in many parts of the country, and the beautiful warm weather after a long, challenging winter. Perhaps, I guess, there's nothing as hopeful and meaningful in our faith celebrations as maybe you got to partake. It was the Easter Vigil Mass when the new Paschal candle is brought into the darkened church. The simple light is held high and shines brightly in the darkness as a reminder that Jesus is the light of the world. And then all of us light our small candles from the Easter candle one by one, and the church becomes radiant. And there is a sign of hope coming from each of us holding our lighted candles. The Paschal candle moves down the aisle, accompanied by the words, "Christ our light, thanks be to God," echoes throughout the church. Is this not a sign then of what we're called to do as we move forward through the pandemic? Are we not called to be signs of hope as we rebuild our communities following the destruction of the virus in the past several years? In fact, we are on the very doorstep of a unique experience of church renewal. The lessons we've learned over the past several years play a part in this renewal, especially how important and how beautiful and valuable our faith really is, how vital the sacraments are to us, how hopeful the Word of God is to us. It is not our task to rebuild, to renew, to proclaim, to go out and be that light symbolized at the Easter Vigil, to be the post-pandemic church. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This past year, last year, Pope Francis had given us Saint Joseph to be our model and our inspiration. Saint Joseph is the protector of the universal church and our patron saint here in Canada. Can we turn to him more and more to help us in our great task of building both in church and in the wider community? In his apostolic letter on Saint Joseph, Patricord, the Holy Father reminded us that Joseph was a man of service. He knew the meaning of sacrifice, and he placed himself at the service of the Messiah to protect him and help him grow. He writes, "As the Lord had done with Israel, so Joseph did with Jesus. He taught him to walk, taking him by the hand. He was for him like a father who raises an infant to his cheeks, bending down to him and feeding him. God chooses to work through the weak as he did with Joseph and as he does with us. We too place ourselves at the service of the Messiah in helping our communities to stand up and walk and to go forth." I remember in the Acts of the Apostles on Easter Sunday, it was Peter who speaks and encourages the little church, so weak in many ways, to go forth in both word and deed to be of service to salvation. He said, "You know the message that spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, how Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power went about doing good and healing. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God." We too must go out and gather our communities once again. We must build them anew. But more than that, we must transcend our borders and reach out doing good in the wider community, just as Christ did. Brothers and sisters, the Pope had declared a year of the family not too long ago, a year to focus on the joy of love that the family is meant to experience deeply. He is calling us again to renew our pastoral commitment to place the family at the center of the church and society. This Easter, I guess, more than ever, there is good reason to be hopeful in our faith and to live a true Christian realism where we clearly acknowledge the reality of our present situation with all its lights and shadows. An Easter faith means simply to believe that God's hand can be found everywhere and in every event, however happy or sad, knowing, as St. Paul said, that all things work together for good for those who love God. St. Joseph was a man who moved forward with a certain creative courage, as the Pope reminds us in Patricord. The faith Christ taught us is what we see in St. Joseph. He did not look for shortcuts, but confronted reality with open eyes and accepted personal responsibility for it. Brothers and sisters, there's always, in the face of adversity, there's always two temptations, flight or anger. But these two approaches never fix anything. Jesus, on the other hand, changed history. How? With the humble power of love, with his patient witness. This is what we are called to do. And this is how God fulfills his. The Easter season, my friends, continues for 50 days. It's an opportunity for all of us to cultivate a spirit that defines who we are as Christians. So what does living the spirit of the Christmas of the Easter season mean in practical terms? Here are just three little suggestions. Number one, brothers and sisters, you're going to say, oh, that's not easy to do, but okay. Live with joy. Live with joy. Joy is a deep down gladness. It's not the feeling, brothers and sisters. Oh, I'm so happy or I'm sad. No, no. Joy is something much more deeper than that. It's a deep down gladness that cannot be that can't be taken away, even in the midst of sorrow. The passion and resurrection of Jesus teaches us that suffering is transformed through faith in the risen Christ. And with this faith, we are able to hold on to an enduring sense of joy, even in the midst of the sadness we experience from the loss of a loved one, or a failure to achieve an important goal, or a setback during recovery from an illness. Brothers and sisters, hold on. Hold on to Jesus. Don't let go. Don't give up on him. He is definitely not given up on you, and he never will. Number two, live without fear. And brothers and sisters, I know that the planet has been consumed by fear. Fear of the vaccination, fear of getting the vaccination, fear of having the vaccination, fear of the viruses, fear of the new variants that come, fear of the news that's on 24/7. We can't buy into that, brothers and sisters. We have to wean ourselves away from that. Seriously, we have to stop watching the news. The world is filled with fear. People are filled with fear. They're afraid to go out. I don't have to look too far. In my own neighborhood, we have a family that seriously has not left their home in the 3 years since just before the pandemic began. They have not been out winter, spring, or summer. No barbecue, no backyard, no sun, nothing. The car is parked in the front. The snow had barricaded it with snow, and no one leaves. Brothers and sisters, one neighbor did text them to find out if they were all right, and they said that we are fine. That's all they said. But people are living in fear, brothers and sisters. The resurrection, though, teaches us that God can overcome anything, and even death. When the risen Christ appeared to the women at the tomb, imagine, brothers and sisters, you have to imagine. You've buried someone. You've put him in the tomb. And then you go and he's not there. His first words are, "Do not be afraid." Matthew chapter 28. These words speak to our hearts, helping us cope with the fear from the loss of a job, a serious illness, or a crumbling relationship. Our faith allows us to trust God that he can and he will overcome our most serious problems. Hang on, brothers and sisters. Don't live with fear. And finally, live with new eyes. Live with new eyes. Easter means to live with a sense of newness. Just as the return of spring lifts our spirits and make us feel like the whole world is new, the resurrection of Jesus makes all things new. Revelation chapter 21. The Easter spirit is a spirit of renewal that enables us to show up at work with a positive attitude, to renew relationships that had been taken for granted, and to express appreciation and affection to those closest to us. It means seeing the world through new eyes. how? Through God's eyes. We can use these 50 days to cultivate an Easter spirit that enables us to be truly Christian, embracing joy, living without fear, and seeing the world again as if for the first time. Brothers and sisters, let us rise and be on our way. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Brothers and sisters, I pray that this season continues to nurture you and feed you and through the Holy Spirit. And brothers and sisters, think about, you know, activating your prayer life more, you know, maybe praying the rosary more often if you can. You know, I'll be honest, there was a, you can get through the recordings in what, if some of you are pretty technologically savvy, what you can do is you take like a little USB thing, you know, that stick, put it into your laptop and record the Divine Mercy, record novenas, record the rosary, and then get it onto a CD, and you can get it onto a CD, and or even you can, if you can record it on your CD, and then if you, I don't know, well, actually, you don't need to, actually, that's right, you can take this, the stick, and put it in your car. Ah, yeah, I forgot about that one. My husband does that all the time. Yeah, so you take that little stick, put it into your car, and there should be a little thingy doohickey there, and you put it in there, and all of a sudden, boom, you've got the Divine Mercy, and you've got prayer all the time while you're driving. Wouldn't that be, isn't that beautiful, brothers and sisters? Maybe you're saying to yourself, oh, Christina, like, come on, you know, get out of the Stone Age. I've been doing that for years, and that's wonderful. I'm so happy you are, because that ride, that drive becomes so, so special, so wonderful, so peaceful and calming. And it renews your faith. It renews your strength. It gives you hope. It gives you strength. It gives you joy, no matter what is in front of you. And you know, brothers and sisters, I told you, the world wants you to be in fear. They want you to think about the news. They want you to think about variants. They want you to think about vaccinations. And some have even talked about a fourth booster and all this. Well, brothers and sisters, focus on Jesus. Turn your life to Jesus, and he will help you. He will break the strongholds on you, that if you've got so much anxiety, that anxiety, brothers and sisters, is loosened up. It's being shed away. You declare the breaking of strongholds, and you say, I declare it in the name of Jesus. I am happy. I am healthy. I am strong. God has me. God is taking care of me. My Lord Jesus is watching over me 24/7. So brothers and sisters, let me just share something with you. Excuse me while I stepped away from the mic, but I thought it would be really nice to have a little litany here at the end. And I'm just finding my page. Well, you know, sometimes when you say that and when you look for it, you can't find it. Okay, so, all right, it's here. Here we are, the Litany of Praise. And you and I had this before, but remember this, brothers and sisters. Actually, I gave you this before, so I don't want to repeat it. But saying any of these declarations of faith. Speak and change your thoughts. Speak and cancel lies you've been listening to and believing. We are declaring what is not as though it is. We do this because we have faith in the one we are counting on with our prayers. We have faith that God is hearing and answering our prayers. So command your thoughts. I command my thoughts into obedience. I put my mind on God. My mind is my property and mine to direct. I command every thought into obedience. Jesus, you are Lord of my mind, my thoughts, and my emotions. I give my mind to you. I trust you. I choose to think on your thoughts. I come against any thoughts that is not of you. I reject all evil thoughts and imaginations in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, give me discernment regarding thoughts. Let no weapon formed against me in my mind prosper against me. No thought will accuse me. No thought will threaten or to lie to me. I choose to believe God and His word over the word of the accuser. Philippians 4. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Declare, my brothers and sisters, who you are. So if you're living in this little bit of fear, I am valuable and I am special to God. I have great worth and my worth is not based on what others think of me, nor does it depend on what I accomplish or how I perform. Jesus Christ Himself gave His life for me and placed great value on me. I am deeply loved, pleasing, totally accepted and forgiven and free, brand new, complete and whole in Christ. Declare your allegiance and hope. Jesus, I trust in you. You care for me. You care about me. You are for me and not against me. You know me and my every thought and my motives, and still you love me with a love that will never change. I am yours and I am safe. Nothing can hurt me. You are my ever-present help in time of need. I run to you. I am yours and you will never desert me or fail me. You will never disappoint me. I will not doubt but trust in you. Here is a declaration of healing. And Jesus, and you can repeat it right after me, and you can listen to the broadcast after. Jesus, I am well. Your word says, by your wounds I am healed. I receive your love and healing, and thank you for doing that for me. Sickness and disease, my God, is greater. Sickness and disease, my God is greater. My God is stronger, and my God is higher than you or anything you can throw at me. My God is my healer, awesome in power, and nothing is too difficult for him. Psalm 103 says, you forgive all my sins and heal all my diseased. I choose to believe it, and I am counting on your word more than the thoughts of fear and doubt the enemy sends my way. Jesus, you took my sins, sickness, and disease to the cross. I accept this gift and believe it is mine. I choose to walk by faith and not by sight. I choose to believe you are healing me right now, no matter what it feels like. Your word says that you took our infirmities with you to the cross, and it says that you bore our diseases. I know you did that for me. Faith is not believing God can, but that God will. I believe I am healed. Lord, help me with my unbelief. Brothers and sisters, I pray that you are enjoying these and taking them to heart. To overcome depression, I come against you, depression, in the name of the Lord Almighty, in the name of Jesus, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you, depression, into my hands, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcass of depression to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God. I am a child of God, and depression is not my lot in life. Jesus came to give me life and have it more abundantly. I am not depressed. I am filled with the Holy Spirit in life. I am rising up and walking and living today and every day. These symptoms will not get me down nor conquer me. I am more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things in Christ. Psalm 18. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. Amen. Brothers and sisters, those declarations, if you are under a doctor's care, then those declarations are in tandem with doctor's care. They are not to replace anything that your doctor advises you. You are to continue following doctor's orders. But brothers and sisters, what comes out of our mouths is so powerful. We know that the tongue, in Scripture says, is like a double-edged sword. It can make someone feel sick. It can make someone feel happy. It can make someone feel so upset and we're anxious during the day. Our tongue and what utters out of our mouth is most important. So let's profess our faith. Let's declare healing. Let's declare it in the name of Jesus. Jesus wants us well. Jesus will take care of us and is taking care of us. Believe in that, brothers and sisters. Jesus died so we could live, not just survive, brothers and sisters, but to live an abundant, fulfilling, and productive life. It's time for us to take back what the enemy has stolen from us, right? The Bible says that we have been transferred out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of his beloved Son. And from this day forward, let's plan to live it like that. Let's plan to live like that. Let's live joyfully with our whole body, our whole selves given over to Jesus. Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. Check out the Surrender Novena on the Father's Quilt website. On the Radio Maria website, brothers and sisters. But you have nothing to fear. Don't worry. God loves you. We talk to ourselves and we talk about our problems all day long. This is not what God wants. He has given us authority and power over fear and worry and every. Ours, because Jesus is our rock. There is nothing we cannot overcome and conquer. Brothers and sisters, as always, what a beautiful time it is with you. And I pray that the Easter season continues to be nourishing and fulfilling and bring you joy. And as I say, a renewed faith in our Lord, your faith becomes stronger. Brothers and sisters, let's say another Hail Mary together to close this broadcast. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a thing. Just a single day.